today we're going to continue in the fifth parak of Masechta Shviyos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So in Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah is going to talk about things that you're not allowed to sell during Shemitah because of Lifnei Iver Losit and Michal, which is what we were talking about in Mishnah Vav. You're not allowed to sell something to somebody that they're for sure going to do an Isser with. We had mentioned that the Klal is that if it's something that they could do a Dvar Heter with, and it's a reasonable possibility that they'll use it for something Mutter, then you are allowed to sell it. So says the Mishnah, Hayotzer Mocher Chamesh Kadei Shemen V'Chamesh Esrei Kadei Yayin. If you are a person who makes jugs and pottery, you're allowed to sell five empty jugs for oil and 15 empty jugs for wine to an Am Haaretz. Meaning, even though you know he's going to be filling up all these jugs with oil and wine, and where is he getting all of this oil and wine? So if he has more than five or more than 15, so then we assume he's getting all this oil and wine from being Shomer afield during Shemitah, which is usher to do. But if it's up until 5 and 15, then it's okay, then we assume he's getting it in the normal way, that it's mutter. We assume that when you take from Hefker, you could take up until that amount of oil, and that amount of olives, and that amount of grapes, that you could produce such an amount of oil and wine. But once it's more than that, then you're really violating Lifnei Iver, you're really helping someone get away with doing an Aveira, and we certainly don't want to do that. The Mishnah then goes on to say, Vimhevi Yoser Mikan Moter, that if it's already after the fact, and he already has enough produce to fill 25 jugs of each, or something like that, then you're allowed to sell him the pottery, you're allowed to sell him the jugs that can hold the produce, meaning Bidiavad, after the fact, we don't assume that he did it Be'isser, when he collected the produce. It's only that we're not allowed to sell him a large amount of jugs, because we assume he will do the Isser. So that's why if we're not going to be choshed that he's taking Minam Ashumar after the fact, after he's already taken. Now, it's interesting, the Toz Yontov points out, Vani Tama al HaRambam Shehishmet L'Bavazu Perches Milch Shemitah. He doesn't answer the question, he just says it's very strange that the Rambam leaves out that halacha, leaves out that line that Im Hevi Yoser Mikan Mutter in Perches of Milch Shemitah, where he brings down the halachos of our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah tells us another psak halacha. There are no limits in terms of how many jugs you're allowed to sell if you're selling to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, because he's not bound by the halachos of Shemitah, so you don't have to worry that he's going to go and turn around and sell all of those jugs to an Am Haaretz who is then going to fill it with produce that was ill-gotten, nor do you have a problem of selling it to a Jew, even an Am Haaretz Jew, in Chutz Laaretz, where there's no issue of Shemitah. You don't have to be concerned that he's going to use it to store produce that he got in Eretz Yisrael, or that he somehow otherwise, violated Shemitah to get, because in Chutz Laaretz there's no real Shemitah issue. Mishnah Ches, so the Mishnah talks about, again, things that you have to be careful about, because you might be aiding an Am Haaretz in violating Halacha. So Beishame Omrim, Lo Yimkar Lo Para Choreshes Bashviyas. You shouldn't sell a cow that's trained to do plowing during the Shemitah year, because it's also to plow during the Shemitah year. What's he going to do with this cow? It's very likely that he's going to use it to plow. Ubeis Hillel Matirin. But Beis Hillel says you're allowed to sell a cow that's trained to do plowing, because after all, you don't have to plow with the cow. Maybe he's going to shecht it and he's going to eat the meat, since it is, after all, possible that that's what he wants to use it for. So, like the klal in the previous whatever Mishnah it was, Mishnah Vav, I think it was, where we said that as long as it's possible to use it for heter and reasonable that he might use it for heter, that that's good enough. The Bar Tanur points out, Ubekolduhu dematzinan lemitli talinan. Beis Hillel holds that as long as you could be tola, that he's using it for a heter, so you can make that assumption. Ubeishamai savri da'ein derech klal lishchot para ha'omedes charisha. And Beishamai agrees in principle, but he says, what are the chances that you're going to take a cow that was trained to plow and waste it on shechting it? So it's an unlikely eventuality, it's an unlikely thing that the person's going to do that. Much more likely is that he's going to use it for plowing, and therefore you're aiding him in doing an Aveira. So the Mishnah continues, Mochalo Peros Afilu b'shas hazera, you're allowed to sell him peiros. Peiros doesn't mean like fruits from a tree necessarily. It can mean grain and things like that. Even if it's during the planting season, because you don't have to assume that he's going to use it for planting. He might just want to eat the peiros. Umashilosa also afilu b'shiyadeh sheish legoren. You're also allowed to sell him a measuring kli that measures a sa'a, even though you know that the guy has a threshing floor where he might use it to measure Shemitah produce that he wants to store away for a long time, which you're not allowed to do with Shemitah produce. You're allowed to take in Shemitah produce to eat whatever you need, but you're not allowed to store massive amounts of it long term. So you're still allowed to sell him the measuring utensil that holds a sa'a, even though you know that he has a goren, because he might just be measuring it for the sake of grinding whatever needs to be ground up and not for the sake of storing it away. And you could give him change for larger currencies, even though you know that he has workers, and the workers are likely working for him on Shemitah, because you don't know that he's using this money to pay his workers' paychecks. If he is, it's a problem. You're helping him do an Aveira. But he could be using this money for all sorts of mutter things. V'kulin b'feirosh asurin. Now, in all of these cases, if the person says exactly what he wants it for, and he says that he wants to do one of these isurim with what you're providing him, with the measuring thing, with the money that you're being paraded for him, if he says b'feirosh that he wants to do an isur with it, then that taka is going to be usur. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Zayin we learned that if you're a potter, you're only allowed to sell a limited amount of jugs to an Amah Aretz, because he may be trying to fill up massive amounts with produce that was taken from a field that was guarded during Shemitah. But b'di'avad, where he already has all the produce and he just needs the jugs to fill them in, you're allowed to provide them. And you don't have to worry about selling any amount of jugs to an Ovid Chavim, nor even to a Jew if he's in Chutz La'aretz. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that there was Machlokes V'Sham Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to sell a cow that is trained to plow during Shemitah year. Beis Hillel is Matir, because after all, the guy might shecht it. And we said that everyone agrees you're allowed to sell peiros during the planting season, and you're allowed to lend him your a measuring utensil, even though you know he has a threshing floor, and you're allowed to give him small change, even though you know he has workers that work for him, because in all three of those cases, there is something mutter he could do with it. When it comes to the peiros, he could eat them. When it comes to the sa'a measuring utensil, he could be measuring for grinding purposes. And when it comes to the money, he could use money for anything. But in all three of those cases, if the guy tells you that the reason that I want to buy it is that, or that I want to borrow it is because I want to store away more than a sa'a, or I want these payrolls so that I can plant, or I want this money so I can pay my workers who are working my field, then that's going to be a problem. That's taka going to be aser. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Tess.